in the Taisus, right? Mitzvah wa nicho al Pesach beiso. No, I'm sorry. A mahadrim and a mahadrim. The Gemara starts off with what was mitzvah ner Chanukah. Yeah, Tanya Rabbanan. Mitzvah ner Neir Shuveso. A mahadrim ner lecholach avechol. That's the second hidur. First hidur. A mahadrim and a mahadrim. The second one is beshamrim yom rishmad lok shmona v'mekan velech paros v'alech. And beshilus is the opposite, most v'alech. Okay. Let's take the tasters first.
All right. Okay.
That they say most of Olech, or the other way. That what? That it's a poches Olech.
Right.
So they're only going on what?
Ner Ishu Beso.
On Ner Ishu Beso. Why can't they? Go ahead.
She can use Yoser here.
So first of all, why is that a bigger hidur? The Ran, the funny thing, the Ran says on the contrary, he says a bigger hidur is for for Bnei Bias, yeah. So interesting, the Ran says, oh, let me get the Ran down. Cholach avechad, pirish hamitzvos usmeichem bar. This is in line with what we said a long time ago. That it's not really he the mitzvah mechefta. The mahadrim means the people that are what is mechabdin a mitzvos usmeichem b'hem.
It's like Rashi.
It's the gav Rashi, right? It's the gaver, a gaver that's mahadir a mitzvah and wants to do it right. So there's a better way to do it. So that gets rid of all those kashas of how come it's how much you spend more.
It doesn't come from Lashon Hiddur, it comes from Lashon of
Mahadrin Mechabdin HaMitzvos.
Mahadrin Achar HaMitzvos.
Achar HaMitzvos. That's the Rashi, same thing. That's
the same thing.
That's what we said years ago, but the Ran is very clear. He says, Nelochol Echad Ve'echod, Ulochol Yom V'yom, Mishmoni Yomim. V'amahadrin Mina Mahadrin, Be'shamim Yom Mishmad Shmono, Ishu Veso Mikan Veilech Pochus Veholech Ubeisul Omer Mosef Veholech Hachmona Ishu Veso Kmoshinogu Kane Pirish Arosa Vim Tomim Kane Maim Vah Mahajim and Mahajim Adrab Yosef Hid and Elech Alech Alech Vyeshli Lomar Dberova Batam Anashim Ba Maat Vyosef Hidur Kishu Madlech Shmona Vyom Rishon Defsh Hashem v'bayasol shnei b'nei adam. The what?
He's saying it's like more candles is more hidur. So, but in general, since people have small families, so eight would be a lot.
You're amazed because he's learning. Doesn't mean hidur, it means mahadrim and achar mitzvos.
Right.
So
more candles.
There's more candles if you have to go most volos. Sometimes only a foot.
But does he mean because the eighth night? About the eighth night, but about the first night? Like, is he saying is as long as the eighth, as long as one night has the most? Is he saying something like that?
Some total of all the candles you know.
But isn't
even. Well, Batham Anashim Bama'at.
Also. Because there's most candles.
The Yoser Hidu Kishu Madlik Shmona Biyom Rishon. Def Shashem to buy a silver Shnei B'nei Adam.
So
why are
we doing?
So
what? More than two.
It's more than two, so... But
if it's not in the Chefza, so who cares if it's...
But what does it mean he's Malak Yom Rishon 8? Why?
Beshamai?
Oh, Beshamai is...
I think.
But word on Pascha, why would we say that?
You mean in according to Beshamai, it'll be the last night.
Right, yeah.
He picked up Beshamai. It's fine, he picked up Beshamai.
Yeah, but the inference from him is you don't do both also. Most of the difference, most candles, it should be connected Yamim and connected the. Right? That's the inference from the Ron 2 Rebbe.
The what?
You don't do it both. You don't do connected B'nai Abayas and connected Yamim. Because if it was most candles, that's the most candles. You do both because.
Okay, Shekin Yeshios are here, the Ike Akarik, Kishimosa, Beholech, El Machasar, Shehud, Kenegad, Yamim, and Achnasim, Ayotim. Havel Im Osen, Ner Lechol Echad, Afil Yosef.
So the first problem we have is which is more of a Hidah? Why is it more of a Hidah? We take ourselves more of a Hidah to be Mos Beholech. And he says it's more of a Hidah to be, Kenegad, Anshe Abayas. I mean, what's the Machlevis? funny kind of machlekes. Okay, but anyways, let's keep that in mind and let's go a little further. What does this say?
Who says
Anshei
Bayis?
What?
Who says
Anshei Bayis?
I think it's
that
the more
most
candle. This just says in Svara.
Right, that's better.
It's better. Right, he says in Svara the other one's better.
He does? But only that because he thought it would be more, no? Or is it just naturally?
Because he thought it would be more?
Yeah, that's what he has to say, because there's more this way.
Because it's more that way. Well, that's it from his answer, you see that.
Right.
But before in this kasha, what did he hold in this kasha?
What was his question based on?
It was his question based on it. The communion Anshei Bayis is better. And Taisus holds in Svara that most of Aholech is better. Right? And he says, "Come in, Yashar Bayis." So you're saying, he, "What?"
This is
Moshe Olech, or Machaser. Shu Kineged Yaman Achasu Nehemi Yosef. That's better. It's Yosef Hidur. Okay. Avolim Moshe Neir L'Cholecho V'Echod. Afilu Yosef Mikan Ve'Elech Leka Akera She Yisbru. You need two things. You need a Kera, because without a Kera, you can't do it. But he's saying that Moshe Olech is intrinsically better than Neir L'Cholecho V'Echod.
Isn't that what the Gemara says?
Before he gives the answer, he holds that Ne'el Cholech is better.
Right,
but the Rambam doesn't have a problem because he says you do both. Of course it's better.
Mm-hmm. Wait, can you read that he's not comparing to Shabesa? It means it's only going on the first level. It's saying you're not combining it, right? It's only
right.
That's the first level.
Right.
Why should King give us her hider? Because there's more hider when you only do it on Rosh Shabesa.
What?
Shekin Yishios or hider. What does that mean?
Chekeng Yesh Yoser Hidur, he's explaining why it's Mahajan and a Mahajan. Mahajan and Mahajan has to be better than Mahajan, right?
Yeah, yes.
So he doesn't have any problem with that.
Right, no.
He doesn't have, so he's saying that as long as it's Nicker, that you bring Moshef HaHolech, it's going to be better. Why don't we know someone gets come? What comes to you? There's no ice cream here. He's trying to explain why you can't do both. But he's right. Also, in passing, he's saying that since it's either or, the greater Hidur is to be Moshef HaHolech.
Right, okay.
Assume the other way is a better Hidur. Right. And you can't say, because it's Minyan HaNeres, that's his answer.
Right. No, the Ran explains.
For some reason, intuitively, that it's better to be Moshef HaHolech. Why, we don't know.
Avol imos haner chol echa, fil yosef mikam ilach, lecha hakera, she yisbru shekach yesh b'nei adam b'bayis.
So he says that if you're going to do both, you're going to have a problem. Why? Because they're going to think, let's say on the third night, if you're being Moshef HaHolech, so they're going to see nine. So they're going to think that what? That you have nine people in the house. They're not going to know that you're Moshef HaHolech. Right? But I don't understand. So whatever you do, they're not going to know what you're doing.
Because there's always two possible interpretations.
LMI, you're going to say that they keep a
chesed. From night to night, yeah.
From night to night, so they'll see three, right. Six, nine.
Right.
Same thing if he goes one, two, three. You'll say it's the minion on Anshei Bayis in the third night. He had more people.
Right. Tarbanim. Mitzvot Chanukah Neir Shabesa. V'hamahadrin ner l'kol.
Everybody understands the kasha, right?
Right.
Can you go over the
mitzvah Chanukah? Mitzvah Chanukah ner shubeso. Rashi ner shubeso ner echad v'chol layla v'ish v'chol b'nei beso sagi l'chu b'ner echad.
So everybody's yotze with one ner. So what kind of a formula is that? Everybody's not yotze with one ner.
What do you mean, how does it work at the mitzvah?
Yeah, how does it work? I didn't do the mitzvah. I'm just living in a house.
It's a chovah on the bias.
And all yotzei, they're chovah
through a baka on the bias.
Through one hadlaka.
Right.
Through one hadlaka. In other words, each one has a chiyuv near Chanukah.
But the vehicle is the bias.
But the kiyum is what?
Bias.
So two possibilities here or one possibility? Each one has an individual chiyuv, but he's being yotze with the ner with the one ner. Mm-hmm. Because he's nichlal in the kiyum of the ner Chanukah. Or do we say it's one chova on all these bnei bayis to bring one there? Yeah. On the group. It's a group chiyuv.
Group chiyuv is a strength.
But isn't each person allowed to bring that about?
What?
As a member of the group,
the more
chiyuv of the bias. Each one likes individually. And that's really, according to the Ramah, what's the hidur of Kineged Anshei HaBayis? It's not a hidur that it reflects how many people in the bias. The hidur is that everybody participates physically in being a madlik. That's the Ramah. That's the Ramah. The Ramah is a different idea of what Kineged Anshei HaBayis means. Kineged Anshei HaBayis means, according to him, that what's the hidur? The hidur is that everybody, the Stam mitzvah is that it's one there for, that the kiyum of the yachid is on one there. And he doesn't have to participate. As long as he's a member of the bayis, he's yotzei yischiyuv. But according to the Ramah, the hidur of the Kineged Anshei HaBayis is that each one participates. Okay, so that's why he says that each one's a madlik. Alright, now it doesn't seem like all the Rishonim learn that way, but that's what Ramah learns. Okay, but anyways, Tesis remains.
That's the most common minhag nowadays.
I think you don't understand why Iran's question is a good question.
Each one should light, though.
Each one should light.
Yeah, but
so the Hidur.
But you can do the Hidur where one person lights all the menorahs. That's
not the Ramah.
No, it's not the Ramah, but that's a Shita.
That's a Shita. It's a different Shita. Same point. According to the Ramah, you understand why the Iran asks this question that it's a bigger mitzvah if each one lights. I mean, if it's Kineged Anshei HaBayis. Because each one's participating, so that's a greater Hidur. Than if you just have one person that's reflecting the minyan ayamim, because the participation in the mitzvah itself is a greater kiyum.
Right, even if the individual
either minyan ayamim, also a good question.
Well, minyan ayamim reflects the
idea of the person minyan.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you mean so if you say the Ramah learns like the Ramah and Taisvis doesn't, so you could say that's why Taisvis holds it's an intrinsic hidur to do minyan ayamim, because minyan ayamim, we'll get to it. But the question is still going to remain: how could you have the first hidur? Taisus still has to learn it's a hidur if you reflect the number of people in the bias. Correct.
But you say now the Taisus.
But that's what Kaznicki asked. He said, "What kind of hidur is that?"
Of the Anshei HaBayis.
Yeah, Anshei HaBayis. If you say like the Ramah, each one lights. So then I understand the Hidur. The Hidur is because participation. But if you say that the... The Baal Bayis lights. So what is Kineged Anshei HaBayis? What is it going to do? Who cares how many people are in your house?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ramahadrin, Ner Lechol Echad. Alright, so if someone's being Mahajan, he does an air for each person. Rashi, Mahajan, Achra Mitzvah.
So then you'll have a question, which is better, to show how many people were affected by the Nais, or to show the Minyan Ayamim? That's an interesting question. I think the Ran, you could justify the Ran. The Ran would say it's more important to show how many people were affected by the Nais than to show the Minyan Ayamim. So you can interpret the Ran in two ways. Either he holds like the Ramah, or else because of the Svara that we said last time, it shows how many people are affected by the nais, and it's a bigger piercing to show how many people are affected by the nais than to show the minyan ayamim. Okay? Okay. All right, let's go. Yeah.
You're saying when...
Therefore, for each person, now each person can light and participate in the mitzvah.
Beisil Omer Yom Rishon Malik Achas Nekama Eloch Moshe Baholich.
Let's find out what the
Machlokes is. Amar Ula Pliba Trei Amorai B'Maravah B'Yosi Bar Avner B'Yosi Bar Zvira Chadam Ar Taima De Beis Shammai Kineged Yamim HaNichnasin. The Taima De Beis Hill Kineged Yamim HaYotzin. V'chad mar tamad de beis shamay k'neged pariachag v'tamad de beis hill d'mal b'kodesh v'yemaridim.
Okay, so the first one, the first explanation is a logical explanation, correct?
Right.
Which says that what? That beis shamay, we went through this once, right? That beis shamay argues that you're giving more information if you start with eight, because you're showing which day it is, and you're also showing the extent of the mitzvah, right? The extent of the other. But you have to make a calculation, according to Beis Shammai. It's not muchach when you see eight that's the case.
Right.
So you have to calculate in your mind that eight, because it's the first day, and it's also showing the extent. Okay? But according to Beis Hillel, you can't do that, because it has to be nicker from the mice itself. So when you have ner achot, so it's nicker, it's one day.
Right.
And when you have eight, and so that's why it holds most of all. Okay, that's the first machlekes. That you want to demonstrate two things, but you're speaking about a person that has information, or in his mind, or it has to be nikur mitocho. Okay? But what's the second explanation? That's the one I want to get into this time. The Shammai says, can I get what?
Pariachag.
What is it going to do with Pariachag?
Pariachag is 13 also.
What?
Not 8, it doesn't start from 8, it starts from 13.
It starts from 13, right.
It's because they diminish, like the Yumas Olam. Is that the based on that idea?
No, but what kind of a svar is that? I mean, it's like a wild svar, Pariachag. All right, Pariachag was in the Mikdash,
but isn't like it's supposed to be simple shots?
Beis Hill.
Yeah, Beis Hill.
Okay, the time of the Beis Hill, the Malam Bekodesh, Vema reading.
Okay, so where do you have Malam? What is Rashi? Any Rashi?
Yeah, Pariachag, Mismatim, Veolchim, Bekarbonos, the Parshas Pinchos. Malam Bekodesh, Vema reading, Mikra, Yalfina, Lavim.
It doesn't seem that Rashi is saying because of Yomos. I mean, you see from Rashi, just all he's saying is that it's
Mismatim,
Veolchim. So you have that trend already of Mismatim, Veolchim. Okay, go ahead.
Malam Bekodesh, Vema reading, Mikra, Yalfina, Lavim, Menachos, Beperek, Shteyalachim.
Okay, go ahead. What is it?
Just says that he learned from a pasuk in Menachos.
It's found in a few places, this halacha of Ma'al Bakarish, right?
Mm-hmm.
One place is in Menachos.
Sadi Tesimel.
Sadi Tesimel. The Kedusha can't be lowered.
It's in the next. I mean, you can test for now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Which is one case? Lechem upon him. Zov elu shlosha shulchanos shohei b'mikdash. There were three shulchanos in the mikdash. Lechem upon him. Shnayim shohei b'ulam. When he came into the ulam, so there were two. Okay. Mi b'fnim inside. Mi b'fnim l'pesach. So one was kesef, one was zav. Okay. Al shel kesef no saying lechem upon him b'chnisoso. So when he comes in with a new lechem upon him, so he puts it on the shel kesef. He rests there. Okay. And then what does he do? And then he goes and he picks it up from the shel kesef and he goes into the migdah, into the hechel. And he puts in the new ones and takes out the old ones, okay? Al shel kesef nasin lechem upon bechnisaso. Al shel zohav bitziaso. So when he takes the lechem upon him, the old lechem upon him, wants to take it out, so he takes it out and he puts it on which one? On the zohav, not on the kesef. Okay. Not on the kesef. Why? Because ma'alim b'kodesh the emor reading. So when he comes in, he puts it on the shel kesef, okay, and then it's going to go to the shel zov, so it's ma'alim b'kodesh. So from the outside one is shel kesef, the inside one in the hechel is only shel zov, so it's ma'alim b'kodesh. It goes from shel kesef to shel zov, but the old one, he wants to take away the old one, so the old one's on the shel zov. So when he comes out and he wants to put down the old ones until the makar of the bazichin, which is matir the lechem upon him. So he has to let it rest somewhere. So he can't let it rest on the silver one, because that would be moridin. Okay? Of course, it's a little complicated here, because why couldn't you just have one shulchan?
Right. Shows off. Yeah.
Right. Shows off. So Rashi says, because they want to teach it halacha of Ma'alim B'Kodesh. Okay?
All right, so that takes care.
So what? Yeah, where they put it?
That if the chefza shel kedusha, the lechem upon him, was mishtamish with a higher level of tashmish, which is the shelzov, you can't in turn take that chefza and be mishtamish it. Let it be mishtamish with a lower level. Okay, that would that's lavacha, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Does that have any shaykh?
What sense is it more kadosh generally? In what sense is it more kadosh? Meaning implicitly, it has to be set aside for fewer uses, no? What makes it more?
Elam b'kodesh is going on the lechem upon it.
Kodesh is the lechem.
The lechem.
And you bring a higher level, which is gold.
And it was using a higher level. Now you're gonna force it down to use a lower level.
The gold is the higher level, you're saying, right?
Gold is the higher level. Gold is more expensive.
So what makes that more kadosh?
No, it's not saying higher level.
It's not more kadosh.
It's higher level. It's in kodesh, like lechem.
In the shimush.
You do mila, you're going to put on higher levels, not lower levels.
The kodesh is the lechem upon it.
It's not higher levels in kedusha.
Okay.
So you can't use the same chefza once the same chefza was nishtamish with a higher level. Right. You can't use this. You can't take this chefza and cause it to be nishtamish in a lower level.
Right.
Okay. And kesef is lower than zah. What's wrong? But dafka to be mylan.
Right. Or else you could have given that answer. For why you had right. The kesef to the
zah. That's right.
But you can't mylan. But
exactly. Rashi didn't say that. Okay. Why he chose this place to so let's ask, so what question should we ask here? Does this have anything to do with Neres Chanukah?
No.
Nothing. Nothing whatsoever.
Right.
No, because it's not it's a question of being Mishtamish with the Davish of Kedusha in a higher form and then a lower form. So nothing.
Right. It's also not telling you why Bishama, it's just saying Yom.
According to the second shot, the Yom could be arranged either way.
Right.
Either way would be good.
Okay,
but the reason why Beis Hillel doesn't allow you to do Beis Shammai's way is not because he argues that it's not a better way, but because he argues that you'd be in violation of Ma'alim B'Kodesh V'Moridin. Okay?
Right.
Of course you have his tzitzis. Another source you have is tzitzis. That's in Menachos also. Lamites. That's another source. Menachos Lamites. Okay, so what's the case? So the case is like this: that you have the psil techelis. Okay, we'll go like Rashi. You have the psil techelis, and you have the love one. So Rashi required five knots. So Rashi says you make two knots first. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you do lavon first, because lavon is minakonov, and then you do the tcheles and you end with the lavon, because if you did the lavon, if you ended with the tcheles, so there would be milam bakodesh v'emorim, because the higher one is the lavon. So and then Rashi would do the three knots. Also, goes Milo by Kodesh Vemarid.
2 to 3.
2 to 3. Okay. So the way Rashi had his tzitzis was different. He had two knots.
Right.
Okay. Then he went around with white, put it in there, went around with blue, and then went around with white again, and then he made three knots.
Wait, how do you go from blue to white, though?
Yeah. You have to do white first because men are cut off. Okay. And then you have to do the blue. But you don't want to end with the blue. Because of being morid.
Right.
So you do the white again.
So now you're just doing something else.
So now you're being morid. Now you're completely But that was just one chulia according to Rashi. One chulia. One shrei chulia. It looked very nice. The white, the blue, and the white. Okay. White first, because menakanov.
Yeah,
then you need the blue, because you need the blue.
Yeah,
but then if you end with the blue, it would be moridin. So you have to do the white again, so it should be mylan.
What could be
okay? I mean, how is it though? Yeah. I mean, why was
the important thing?
Right. So because the moridin doesn't go by each stage, you only go to the conclusion.
No,
doesn't
no,
one
stage.
It emerges at the end.
If you concluded with the blue, then it would be moridin. But if the blue is just there, it's not moridin. You're concluding with the white. Is that when you conclude the tzitzis, the conclusion, the siyama, ha'asiyah, should be Milan. Okay? That's another case of Milan Bakodesh Vemarina. Does that have anything to do with the Ner Hanukkah?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
What is the
Kodesh? That's one expression of it. And another expression is in Asiyas HaMitzvah, you have the same idea. That's no problem. You can have the same idea expressed in different forms.
What's 2 to 3? What's the 2 knots and the 3 knots?
Because the 2 knots is lower, the 3 knots is Milan.
What's the
interior
of the one? A candle, 2 candles,
3 candles? No.
What is the difference between two?
Because you being the Sayyim a mitzvah. Is your question why this has nothing to do with it? Or are you going back to the before?
No, it's not the same thing
as Hanukkah. No, it's not the same thing as Hanukkah. Because it's aloha that in one mitzvah, you can't, in the same mitzvah, you can't be morid. The next day is a different bracha, a different mitzvah.
It's
no
mitzvah each night.
A different mitzvah each day.
What is it, one mitzvah?
He has to stand there for 8 days.
It's a mitzvah.
Okay, it's mitzvah. Okay.
Not
mitzvah, so. Shas mitzvah is Kedusha, yes. And that? That's in Megillah, right? Right? This. The son Ya'ir Abba Psul, the Kohen Gadol acquired a Psul, Uminu Kohen Achatachtov. So they appointed another Kohen. So they appointed a second Kohen. Right. So Rishon Chozer Lavodosa. When the Rishon gets better, the Psul goes away, he comes back and does Zavoda. Sheini Kol Mitzvahs Kohuna Gedolo. Div Reb Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer Rishon Chozer Lavodosa. Sheini Eina Roy Lola Kohen Gadol Lola Kohen Hedja. That's the one we're going on. That the second guy, the one that took his place, can't do anything anymore. He can't do anything anymore. Why? Because he can't do Sheini Eina Roy Lola Kohen Gadol Lola Kohen Hedja. Kohen Gadol Mishom Eva. And forget that, I'll leave that out. Why can't he can never be a Kohen Gadol? Because of Eva. Kohen Hedjot, even if the first one dies. Kohen Hedjot, Mishum Milam Bakodesh, Velo Moridin. Here you have it again. So he was a Kohen Gadol, so he can't become a Kohen Hedjot. Because the Gavra was, because Milam Bakodesh, Velo Moridin. So he was first a Kohen Gadol, now you're going to be Moridin to the status of a Kohen Hedjot. So you can't go from this, you can't take the Gavra of the Kohen Gadol, the Gavra of the Kohen, and give him go and make him go from a higher status to a lower status. That's Allah and the Gavra of the Kohen. Okay? So the Gavra of the Kohen cannot go from a high status to a low status. However, he of course can go from a low status to a high status.
So he has Kedushas Kohen.
The Kedushas Kohen.
To relate to the Avodah in a bad way afterwards, after having...
We're not worried about him relating to Avodah in a bad way, but it's a halacha that you can't take a Kohen who has Kedushas Kohuna and first raise him up to a higher level, that's okay. But you can't bring him down from the higher level, from the higher status, you can't give him a lower status. Okay? It's a halacha in Kedushas Kohen. So that's very good. That's right. That makes a lot of sense. So you have three cases, right? You have one case is Allah and what in Tashmish. Another case is Allah and what in the Cheftah Shal Mitzvah, in Asiyas Cheftah Shal Mitzvah. And here you have a case in the status of the Gavra of the Kohen Gadol.
Okay.
Nothing to do with.
He also
the process of mitzvah certainly is not, it's not one mitzvah. Right. And in terms of what? In terms of the Kohen Gadol, it's Allah in the status where you would not reduce. If you took the same candle and reduced it, I don't know how you could do it. It's not possible to do it by your Hanukkah. So that is definitely what? Not the case not of Milam Bakodesh and Maridin with a good wooden effect Hanukkah. Right. So now we have one more case. What's the last case?
Thank God
for the last. Status.
Right. And the fact that that's not
the position. In other words, that position, you can't take him from the position of a that's like the Kangaroo, from the position of the Nasi and be lowered into a lower position.
Right, like the ex-president's never running.
Just like that's just so like Kangaroo. Let's say case. There's only one other qualitatively differentiated case. What's the case? Like creates a Torah. Which case?
It's like the
Kohen
Gadol, it's just
in
the Chafetz.
Right. Christopher, understand about base kinds.
Base kinds is just in the leading Kedusha Chumash.
That's what it's that makes sense.
Yeah, because the Chafetz itself is Kedusha.
It's like Tum. Okay. So we have the cases like this. The case is. Okay. The case is you have to read ten psukim. Okay. So that's four. 4, 3, and 3. Okay? So the Gemara says like this.
Where's the Gemara?
Gemara is on Megillah Chafalaf on Beis. Okay. Amar Rava, Rishon Shekara Dal Meshubach, Sheni Shekara Dal Meshubach, Shlishi Shekara Dal Meshubach. That if the first one reads four and the other two read three is good, if the second one reads four it's good, and if the third one reads four it's good. Rishon Shekara Dal Meshubach Tisnam B'Shalosh Kupos Shalosh Sohen Shebehen Torah Menes Olishka. By a cross of a lamb, Aleph Beis Gimel, Leida Ezumehen Nitremes Rishon, Lachrav Mena Rishon, Shem Mitzvah Berishon. So you see Rishon as Cheshivas, Mitzvah Berishon. And Tzoi Shekar Abba Meshubach, if you have the middle guy read for, it's also good to sign Yomu Pnei Menorah, Elu, Yairu, Malameh, Shem Mitzadeh Pneihem Klapi Neh Maravi. That he has them go
point towards
the Neh Maravi. V'Neh Maravi Klapi Shechina. V'amar B'yochna Mikan Shem Tzah Meshubach. Okay, that's the middle one. V'achron Shekara Arboa Meshubach. Mishum Mailam Bakodesh V'lom Oridin. Okay, so there you have also a case.
That's a
Rav Papik will make an ishta, the Kar Rishon Arba V'Shavcher Rav Papa. Okay, fine. So Milo Bakodesh V'Yam
Arid. Why does that stop you the other way?
What?
Why does that stop you?
But let's understand the Gemara thing. The Gemara saying is that what? Is that if the last one reads Arba, it's good. Why? Because then it's Milo Bakodesh. It's Milo Bakodesh V'Lom Arid.
Well, you avoid
Amorim. Right. Right. But I guess he holds that the first one's also good because of the different halacha that it's the first, the Rishon is Meshubach. So either way is good. But if you didn't have Rishon Meshubach and Amtsoy Meshubach, then definitely it would have to be what? Malam Bakadosh, Amorim. You would not be allowed to have the four first. Okay? So what kind of halacha is that? So that's similar to what? Tzitzis. Right? Because it's one Kriyas HaTorah, it's one Kriyas HaTorah, and you're saying in this one Kriyas HaTorah, you can't go from what? From a higher amount, from four, down to three. You should be Messiah the Kriya with the Kedusha.
It's just like
the Tzitzis. Okay, so those are the four cases. Does that have anything to do with Ner Chanukah?
No.
So none of Chanukah. So we've shown that all the cases of Milam Bakodesh have nothing to do with what? With Ner Chanukah. Okay, so actually we could have seen this from the Gemara itself. How? Because if Beis Hillel's halach is Milam Bakodesh Vein Moridin, so Beis Shammai you can't
there will be no alternative.
You can't do.
Right.
I mean, what's the point? You can't go to Baruch Hashem. You'll be over in Nissa. So you see that from the Gemara itself is muchach, that it's not really the halacha of Milam Bakodesh Vein Moridin. Okay. So how do we explain the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel?
Maybe you see it's not an Isser, it's just a kiyum.
But what kind of a kiyum? It has nothing to do with it.
I mean the fact that Malam Kodesh doesn't create an Isser to do the other way. It just creates a kiyum to be Malam Kodesh.
Like
you see by the laning, like the Aaron's question, you see by the laning, you can do 4, 3, 3 after you do that.
Because there's a different milo.
Right.
So you mean here's the milo Parei Chag.
Exactly.
So what did Beis Hillel says?
So that's what I was trying to say before. It must be that he rejects the
Parei Chag. He's up to the Parei Chag.
But let's get back to what's going on here. In other words, it has nothing to do with Milam Bakodesh Vein Moridin, right? And now, if Beis Hillel is enunciating the Isser, so then he'd be knocking off Beis Shammai totally. Correct?
Yes,
Parei Chag.
Right.
Yeah, okay. But let's be honest here. The whole idea of Parei Chag is difficult. Machlokes is it? He has Parei Chag and he doesn't have Parei Chag. So therefore he says, since he doesn't have Parei Chag, so he says, Ma'al Makarish Ve Maridin, but it has nothing to do with Ma'al Makarish Ve Maridin. I mean, in other words, the problems here, let's follow the clear logic of the thing. has nothing to do with the model book of him reading one. Two, Poriachag is sounds wild. Okay. But and three, it can't be that Beisul is invoking an Isser, because then Beishamai would have a problem. Then what are you gonna say? That he doesn't have Poriachag, right. So that's like a Mtsoi. So then what's Machlokes Beisham Beisul? I mean, the whole thing doesn't work out. We need a different approach here.
How does
no problem, because it's different. Every day is different. It's not in a Maisa HaMetzvah like
this. That's how Beisham would
answer. The answer is, if you ask Beisul, the question you ask is like this, what does Beisul do with Poriachag? It's just like Hanukkah. So the answer is, because he holds it just like by Hanukkah has nothing to do with Ma'ala Makarish Ma'ala Reading, so to Poriachag has nothing to do with it. So I mean, obviously what we need here is a different approach, because this approach is getting us into multiple questions. Okay? Fundamentally so, which is that what? You have to ask is, what is the Hidur Mitzvah? Okay? And you can't tell me the Hidur Mitzvah is Poriachag. That doesn't make any sense. But the Hidur Mitzvah is because of Ma'ala Makarish Ma'ala Reading. Yeah. The Hidur Mitzvah is what?
The
Yomer? That's the Hidur Mitzvah. In other words, when you do in one bias, when you represent the Anshei HaBayis, okay, so what is the Hidur? It's not the representation of the Anshei HaBayis. It's really what?
What do you mean Hidur?
What?
The Mitzvah. Okay.
This Hidur. There is a Hidur here.
Okay.
Okay. So the... So yeah, I'm not contradicting what was said before. So the Hidur Mitzvah really is the Ribui Neros. That's the Hidur. Okay. In other words, what is Ner Echad is not a Hidur, because it's simply one little Ner. I mean, it's a Davamut. If you want to be the Mahadrin, really wanted to express the Mitzvah in a greater way, so they were Marba Beneros. Okay, but what?
But Beisul
do that.
But you can't just be Marva Beneros by adding just making bigger flames, making more flames.
Yeah, this guy will have a criteria for it.
This guy will have a gigantic flame, another guy will have 100 Neros, another guy will have 30 Neros. I mean, right. You can't do things like that. You can't do it like that.
It has to be based on the criteria.
So it has to be tied to some concept. Right. That's what you're saying. But the Hidur is the Ribui Neros.
What is Ribui Neros? Right.
Otherwise, I don't want to just do the Kiddush Hashem with one small Ner. Right. I feel I want to express it to a greater degree. Yeah. So I want to be Marba in the Neros. I don't want to spend 10 cents on the Mitzvah. I want to spend a dollar. So it's a Hidur. Right. Okay? That's B'nai Adam HaMedaktikim B'mitzvahs. They don't want to. They want to express their Asiyas HaMitzvah to the greatest possible. Bring it to the greatest possible expression.
Especially by Shema.
But the only thing is, we don't have a rampant system that each guy is going to. It's like Rashi says by Karach over there. And the Umos Olam, each one does his own thing. We have one Torah, one system of Kahanim. We have one system. So if each guy would do his own thing, that would be connected to the principle of the Torah. Which principle? The principle of Karach. Yeah. That the Umos Olam, each one does his own thing. But we only have one. We have a one unique way of expression. So therefore, it can't be rampant. So it must be tied to something in Mitzvahs Ner Hanukkah. That's the first pshat. So the first pshat holds tied to something in Mitzvahs Ner Hanukkah, because it's tied to the limud of the information that's being given in the Ner Hanukkah. Is it the information of which day, or is it two things: the information of which day plus the information of the extent? Okay, that's the first shot. The other one says no. It's not tied to that. What does Rashi say? Rashi says it's deraisa, right? Rashi says they're both deraisa.
Mikroyal finan, right? Mikroyal finan lo b'menachos.
What's first Rashi?
Avismatim, the whole from the Korbanos to Parshas Pinchas.
Right. So in other words, so what is the second pshat? The second pshat holds that has to reflect the derisa. So there's a derisa of Pari Achag that's on Mismatim V'Holchan, and there's a derisa of Ma'ilim Bakodesh Memoridin. Nekroi, Rashi says. He wants to show you the derisa. So therefore, that now it answers David's question. David asked a question. What's Plugi? Why? So I said, I don't know. I mean, a lot of times you don't know why it's Machlokes. But your question was really right on target. Because you're right. Why should it be he rejects the first pshat? What's wrong with the first pshat? It's a beautiful pshat. The answer is because he holds that when you want to express something and you don't want it to be rampant, it has to be tied to a derisa. So where do we find in the derisa of a mismatin v'holchen? Pari Achag, that's the model. And Basil holds that it reflects Ma'alim Bakodesh, another derisa. But it reflects Ma'alim Bakodesh. It's not Ma'alim Bakodesh. You see, that's the machlokes. Okay? Now I think all the kashas are removed.
Where did it?
The Kiyum Amit, the Hidur is really Ribui Neiros, but we have a principle in Yadus that each person can't do his own thing. It has to be based on a system. So the question is the system tied to the information of Hanukkah? Or is the system tied to what? To reflect the derisa. The derisa is conveyed the system. Okay?
What's the machlokes within that?
Is that you can't have a rampant system of osafa. So it must reflect something in the derisa. Pari Achag is a reflection of that system. There's a system like that. So you're not in violation of each person doing his own thing.
It justifies expressing it that way.
That's right. It's a justified expression.
So what's the machlokes? Are you saying that the
which machlokes?
In the second way, Pari Achag versus Ma'alim Bakodesh.
Why they reflect David's question?
No.
Not a question.
In the second way.
Within the second way.
Which derisa you talk about?
Right. According to Beis Hillel, it makes sense to say it's greatest
shavah. We explained the first way.
You're right.
And we explained the rejection of the first way.
Right, I understand.
And do we explain the rejection the second way? Yeah, well, because it's very simple. You want the Inyan of Hanukkah. So now there's only one thing left to explain. Why is the model Pari Achag or Ma'alim Bakodesh? Okay.
I think you basically implied the explanation. You said because in terms of the structure, Pari Achag is the model.
That's correct.
It's the one thing. But on the other hand, Ma'alim Bakodesh is the universal. So therefore,
let's say one thing at a time. Sorry. In other words, if you're talking about the structure of the going from 8 down to 1, that model of that structure we find in Pari Achag. Okay? And Ma'alim Bakodesh has nothing to do with it, because it has nothing to do with Ma'alim Bakodesh. What does Beis Hillel maintain? So Beis Shammai is very good. So what does Beis Hillel maintain? Say Beis Shammai Difat Faith. What does Beis Hillel maintain? Beis Shammai Machadid is very good. But what you have to answer basically, what is basically, that's the question that we're left with.
1 second. According to
Beis
Hillel,
that's the days.
That's the
days.
The days don't have enough.
Not enough of an answer. 1, 2, 3 is also going days.
Right. So you're saying
they're coming with the preconceived notion that it should reflect the Yomim already.
That's not.
You said originally it wasn't.
Right.
So now we're saying it is connected to Yomim. It's a vow. They're just true. It's a different machlokas. I just want to understand it. I'm not saying it's wrong or right.
Yeah, that's a good point you bring up. What's your question?
My question is, what the machlokas now, are they coming with the preconceived notion that it's connected to Yomim and it's just which way you're going connected to Yomim? Or is it a totally new...
You want to know if the second answer has the idea of connected to Yomim also.
That's right. But it's Plegi. I thought that was David's point. It was Plegi. That's totally different.
Like, why do you go 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8 if you're only part of high?
Why don't you always do 8? Why don't you always do 8 candles every night? 8 candles every night, you have the most candles that way. Why do you have to go up or down? Why does that have to change?
It's the second answer is acknowledging.
Why don't you just do 20 candles every night?
That can't be a rampant thing. You can't do 20 candles every night.
I understand, but it sounds like
it can't be a rampant thing.
It's a modification.
What? 8 candles every night.
Why 8 candles every night?
It's a Hanukkah.
Oh, so now you're making reference to days.
Whatever, you want to just... Do you want
that? Same difference of days, right? So that's what. So that's what. So there's a difference between the first answer, the reference to the days, and the second answer. Everybody holds this Ribun Eros, but okay. The Ribun Eros has to have a system, okay? But they all hold that the system reflects the Yomim. The only question is, because they all hold that the system reflects the Yomim, the only question is, how does it reflect the Yomim? From where did it borrow its model? So let's work on the problem we're working on. Hold off your question for a second. It definitely reflects the days. If you did eight every day, it wouldn't reflect any days. Okay, so everybody else reflects days. But the question is it the information of the days, like the first shot, or it's the model from Parashah? Leave that question aside. Okay. But what about Beis Hillel? Aren't we working on Beis Hillel first? Okay, so what does Beis Hillel hold? Beis Shammai holds the model is Parashah. And not a Milam Bakarish Marin. Why? Because Pariachag is really a system of a Cheftos. And here you have the exact same replication. But what does Beis Hillel hold? Milam Bakarish Marin. Why doesn't he hold for Pariachag?
Well, not the first night.
What?
No, according to Beis Hillel, if each night is on its own, the first night, that really came.
That's true, but you read Benares in the sum total.
So then you're saying okay, that it's so. Your packages, so then they are related to nights.
What do you mean?
So then you don't look at one item as a discrete unit.
Of course you don't, because it's not each night is a discrete unit. Yes. But the point is, you want to have a system where you have a system of Ribun Eros, but not an arbitrary rampant system. Okay? So it reflects the Yomim, but the second pshat holds that to reflect the Yomim, you need a model Midoraisa. That's what the second pshat holds. The first way, that's the answer, the way we answer David's question. Okay, but we're jumping from one place to another. Let's try to answer one thing first, then we'll put the whole thing together. I mean, I like to jump to into a question on the whole system. First, let's get the details of the system. So Beis Shammai maintains that it's Pariachag because that's similar in units. Okay? Why does Beis Hillel hold Ma'alim HaKashvim HaRidin? So the answer is similar to the other machlokas, because Beis Hillel maintains, where do you see Pariachag? It has no shaychus to Pariachag, but it is a mitzvah, so therefore it has a shaychus to a mitzvah, so it can reflect the idea of Milam Bakodesh Vemarin. That can be the system. Okay, so that's the machlokas. Beis Shammai maintains Pariachag is better because of the structure. Beis Hillel maintains it's unrelated. It's a mitzvah, so therefore you shouldn't go to an outside source. We need more information. But the mitzvah is really intrinsic. So therefore what you do is it reflects the idea of Milam HaKodesh V'Morim. Okay? Those are the machlokes. Now what's your question?
I just wanted to know, but you're saying both though agree, both... sides agree, whether it's the Yom and Nechnasim and Yom and Yotzim or Pariachag, if that has to somehow reflect the Yom.
That everybody agrees is a Hidur, to reflect the Yom.
So that's the real Hidur. It's just a question of how it reflects the Hidur.
But the question
is... They're just
is,
knowing the time, of the time of why you go up or why you go down.
Right.
But they both agree that the Hidur is Keneged Yom.
They both agree that Keneged Yom has to be there.
That's the Hidur.
But the first shot...
That's the Hidur.
Yeah, but the question... No. The Hidur is Ribun Eros. But you have to have a system of Ribun Eros.
So
now everybody...
Why do you pick Yomim?
Why
do you just do eight every night?
Because Yomim intrinsically is a concept that should be reflected in the Ribun. Yomim intrinsically is a concept that's a Hidur to reflect. But the only thing is that you can't just reflect Yomim arbitrarily. Arbitrarily. You have to have a source. It can't be arbitrary. So now the first shot holds it's not arbitrary because it's that itself is giving you the information, so it's not arbitrary.
Right.
And Beis Shammai is giving you more information, so it's not arbitrary. The second shita holds that's not good enough because it has to be. It's still arbitrary unless you have a model midoraisa. Okay, so Beis Shammai says the model mitaraisa that you could use is Pari Achag, and Beis Sua holds the model mitaraisa you could use is Ma'alim HaKadosh. So that's the machlokas between those two. That's why I said before, I said, once you have the whole thing put together in details, now you can put it together in totality. Okay, do you follow? Is it good?
So isn't there two dinim of hiddur?
It's not a hiddur. You want to reflect the yomim. That's a hiddur.
Without the idea of ribui neros.
No. The hiddur is ribui neros. But the ribui neros should reflect the yomim as well.
Wow.
Because that's an idea that you want to express, and that's a hiddur to express that idea, but you can't just arbitrarily express it.
So I'm just trying to understand. Like,
three buineros.
Which means just have more than one.
More than one. I want to do more than one. That's the hiddur. But I can't do it arbitrarily.
Okay.
I have to have a system. Okay. I want to know the first way?
Yeah.
The first way, the system is in the system of Hanukkah itself, reflecting the knowledge, conveying the knowledge of Hanukkah. Which day it is. So it's not arbitrary.
Meaning I want to have a lot of candles, I need something to lash that onto, so I pick the days of Hanukkah? Is there an intrinsic motivation to express the days, or it's only like...
Why do you make everything so difficult to understand?
There's
Ribui Neros, don't beat it to death.
Which has no Tzura, which is a lot.
Ribui Neros, but you can't have no Tzura that everybody's going to do his own thing.
Right.
So it has to be tied to a Tzura. So the first way holds the tzura that it's tied to is an informational tzura concerning Hanukkah. Don't say any more than that. That's it. So now it's not arbitrary. Okay?
And the second side?
And the second side maintains that's all very nice, and it's a nice hiddur to show the days of Hanukkah, but the only thing is you can't do it unless you're reflecting a model mitaraisa.
So
it is
connected,
but that's still arbitrary.
Hold it on the right side.
That's right, because that's still going to be arbitrary.
It's a nice concept,
and it's a hiddur, but you can't do it because you haven't got a structure mitaraisa to back it up. So it's arbitrary. So therefore, they say the structure mitaraisa is Pari Achag on Ma'alim HaKadosh. That's a good machlokes.
Remember the.